you know, whatever they think is good out of, you know, 1 out of 10, I guess.
There you go. Want to let people know that the Rockies beat the Phillies.
Oh, wow.
4-2. Jeff Francis was the winning pitcher. Losing pitcher was Cole Hamels. Kevin Youkilis just hit a solo home run off John Lackey in the bottom of the first.
Equal Sox.
Red Sox now lead the Angels 1-0.
Oh.
That's wicked great.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's a wicked pisser. It's a wicked pisser. You want to bring the girls in here?
Yep.
Let's bring the girls in here for the women's panel. And I got to write names down. Where's my equipment? Here we go. 28 hours of this. Can you believe it? Got to go on the air for 28 hours. That's crazy.
Am I going to do interpretive dance?
Say that again, buddy.
Is Sky going to do interpretive dance for this whole song?
Oh, that'd be great if she would do interpretive dance. She should do it like Napoleon Dynamite did with the, you know, however it was with the wings.
Actually,
the flying. Say it real loud.
Ashley's going to ruin that song for me. I don't know if I can watch it.
Stronger? Now, why would his... Did you hear that, Ash?
No, what'd he say?
Well, Boston Rob's little brother.
Yeah, Al, what did he say?
Big Al Kahuna.
Sure, what did he say?
He says, you're going to ruin that song for him, Stronger.
Really?
Wow, I thought she'd be sexy when she did it. You don't think so?
I don't know.
All right.
Why would you say that?
Well, he's trying to get in your head.
No, I would like him to explain why
is she... She gets in everybody's kitchen. She's so mean, Eddie. I don't know why she does it.
Well, why would he lash out
at... Oh, for goodness sake. With that already.
It before, too.
Okay.
I'm nervous enough as it is.
Maybe he was making a joke. Right? You were making a joke, Big Al.
Unnecessary. Bastard.
Hey! All right, ladies, I need names. Who do we have in here for the female panel? We have P1 Turtle. We have P1 Quimby. We have P1 Spoons, and we have P1 Vanessa. Attorney Vanessa is in here. P1 Turtle, where's Turtle?
She's stuck in traffic on the 15.
Oh, well, for goodness sake, Turtle. For crying out loud already. Ashley, give her a figure it out.
Figure it out.
Love it when she does that. Spoons? We know you, Spoons.
Yeah.
You've called in before, right?
Sure.
Vanessa.
Yes.
Explain. Explain this Danny Bonaducci assault stuff. Like, how bad of trouble can he get in, Danny Bonaducci, for beating up a guy? What's assault stuff in this country?
Well, there's assault and then there's battery. Assault is just the actual, like, an imminent threat of physical harm. Battery is the actual physical harm. So
I assume
he was battered. Mm. What happened exactly?
His teeth are all broken in. Eddie's giving a look right now, like, what is she talking about? Does she even know what she's saying, for crying
out
loud?
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, let me explain the idea of the female panel. The female panel is now, I got to get ages on everybody, okay? And Turtle, come on. Come on down. Get down here. Quimby, how old are you?
I am 29 years old.
Spoons.
I'll be 33 in a week.
Vanessa.
32.
Okay. Now, does anybody know how old Turtle is?
She's, according to her MySpace page, she's 31 years old.
I like how you preface that with according to her MySpace page. Because you never can be too sure, right?
No, you never can.
The idea of the female panel is, and we've done this before, and it's pretty cool. Is that we get women in here to answer questions of men. But really, we're going to open it up to anybody that wants to ask. Because the reason that we do it is that with guys, a lot of times, fellas, you're not... Oh, for goodness sake. Who is it? Is it Spoons?
No.
Is it Quimby? Is it UV?
No.
Who is it? It was Quimby. Of, for goodness sake.
I'm silencing my phone before this happens.
Look at Eddie. Al, was it you?
Kahuna!
Was it you, Big Al Kahuna?
It was me. I put my thing on vibrate. I'll show it to you.
Eddie's pointing at Al going, it was Al.
No,
it wasn't Al. His phone was on vibrate.
I know how it rolls here.
All right, so here's how... Oh, wait a minute. We got Turtle. Turtle, where are you?
I am
about maybe I'm not too far down from your exit, but I'm in dead still traffic. I'm irate. I'm cursing people out on the side of my window right now.
If you'd have been a guy, you'd have planned it so you got here right on time.
Yeah, you know what? My boyfriend is the one driving, so that doesn't fly.
All right, well, get here when you get here. We'll let you into the panel when you get here, all right?
Okay, thank you, guys. I'll be there very, very soon.
All right, cool. It's Turtle. No. All right, so we have a 29-year-old, a 33-year-old, and a 32-year-old, and the idea is that you get to ask anything you want, and they will answer you honestly. See, the bottom line is that when you are talking or dealing with women in the office, your girlfriend, your wife, whatever, you never can be too sure that what you're getting is the genuine answer, the real reason that they're, you know, acting a certain way, doing a certain thing. This is the opportunity for you to ask women what they think of a given situation, and they are going to answer it honestly. That's what I've loved about doing it in the past, is that when we've done it in the past, a lot of times these guys, they think that something's going on when it's actually not going on at all. So it's the women's job to be very honest and to tell them the truth. 570-1053. What was that? Eddie, did you hear that? Do we have ghosts in the machine again?
What the heck?
Remember when that happened last week?
Yeah, dude.
Were you guys listening last week when the ghost, like, came into the studio and started making noises?
Yeah.
I missed that.
It's so bizarre. I have no idea what that was. Anyway, 570-1053. All right, Rob, it's your job to get me some good ones. I'm going to give people example of one of what these questions may sound like. You'll get a variety of answers from a variety of different women. They're all different. I'm going to start off by asking, Spoons, is it a good idea and can it work to have a relationship in the office? Can it work?
No.
Explain.
I mean, it can work in the short term, but it just causes way too much tension. And when it does go bad, which it always does, then you're stuck looking at that person every day.
Now, you think it always goes bad, so you don't think that there could be any examples of where it actually works out pretty good?
I think it could work out, but chances of it are pretty slim.
What do you think, Quimby?
I am the result of an office romance.
Ah, see, this is why it's great. You're going to get different takes on everything. So, Quimby, talk to me about it.
Well, generally, sometimes it's easier to date somebody you work with if you work in different departments.
Right.
But for me, my boyfriend, we got to know each other as friends right off the bat. And the chemistry was just undeniable. And we've been together
like
for three
animals.
Years.
Animal instincts just took over.
Yeah, I just think it depends upon the person. You know, if you know that you hold a lot of bitterness and resentments towards an ex, especially if you work together, then I don't even think you should look in that arena for somebody to date.
Vanessa.
I think it kind of depends on the office, too. I mean, like, look at Jim and Pam. They're going to work out. So, you know, that's hope for all of us. But
this is another example of Vanessa is, now Vanessa, I need you to talk right into that microphone, okay?
Okay.
Vanessa is talking into that microphone at a very normal volume rate. That is the microphone Sky sits at. I have the microphone cranked right now, as loud as I can make it, and it's hard to hear you. When Sky sits in that seat, I've got to turn it almost all the way down. Eddie, talk to me about that. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, Eddie. I don't know what to do.
Do any of these girls read the news? Just a quick. What?
He's just asking. He's just asking. That's all. He's just asking. Spoons is a mother of two. Mm-hmm. Quimby is single but has a boyfriend. Turtle is a single mother. And Vanessa, what is your current status? Oh, we got to ask you about this, by the way.
Oh, no.
Can we ask? Come on. We got to ask.
Yeah.
Well, we got to ask because Vanessa's ex called in one time on the radio, and he was really upset. He wanted to get you back. You guys had just recently broke up. Do you guys remember hearing it?
Mm-mm.
Do you guys don't remember hearing that on the air?
No.
It was a wild moment. It really was a wild moment on the air. He's a nice guy. And he called in, and he was just really torn up because you guys had broken up, mm-hmm. and he was really trying to sort of get you back.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
He got me back.
He got you. Are you guys together now?
Yeah, we're back together.
So, okay, so we could officially say Vanessa and Jason?
Yep.
Is it Jason? Our couple again.
Yes.
What happened? How long did it take, and what was the key to it?
Well, it took about a month, and I think we've gotten to the point in our relationship, it was about a year and a half into it,
mm-hmm.
where we were, I don't know, there was the spark was kind of, we were losing that spark, and we weren't communicating as well as we used to communicate. We weren't having any fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of come home every day and just kind of look at each other and be like, oh, hey, how's it going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, let's just take a break. Let's take some time, because I don't want to end up hating you, and that's what's going to happen if we continue
get flounder. Get flounder.
Continue the way we're going.
Right.
And so he said, okay, fine. But during that time, he called you guys.
Right.
And we didn't get back together immediately, but we did after a couple weeks. And we're working on things. It's a lot better now because we have a better understanding of what went wrong and what we need to do to make it work.
Flounder, can you figure out how to, just for the short term, crank something with that microphone to make it?
Is it that I'm too loud or I'm not?
You're not loud enough.
So... is this okay?
That's much better.
Okay, so I'll just stay right here.
You have to do that, though. You can't pull away.
Okay.
Because you have to, and I know I sound like your ex-boyfriend speaking right now. You can't pull away. But you have to talk that close to the microphone or it won't print, as they say.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a couple of calls for the ladies. P1, AJ is on line 4. You there, AJ?
Yes.
Go ahead.
My question to the panel is this. You'll be in a club, bar, whatever, and you find a nice girl to dance with. Everything's going great. She's smiling. You're smiling. And like I said, it's all going good. And then all of a sudden, her friend comes out, her girlfriend, whatever, plucks her away. What's the deal with that? What's going on there?
Spoons is
33. Why the CB, as they say?
Spoons is 33. Spoons, what's it about?
Because the friend doesn't want to lose her partner for the night.
That's exactly
what it is.
Well, let me ask you this then, Spoons. If the friend doesn't want to lose her partner for the night, and let's say you're this guy's friend, okay? So Spoons, 33 years old, your friend is now AJ. You're with AJ, and your whole thing is that you want AJ to be able to meet this girl. What advice would you give him, knowing that this girl that he's hitting on has a friend that's pulling what she's pulling? What would you advise? Because you're on the inside. You work on the inside. You're like an inside man right now.
So
you can
I'm
help
his
him.
Friend?
You're his friend. Help him out. Tell him what he could do.
No, wingman kind of thing?
Yeah, well.
Bring a wingman? Is that what you're suggesting?
What I'm trying to get at here is that these ladies know what's up. They know exactly what that girl is doing. And so what can you tell AJ he can do maybe to still be able to hang out with this girl? What would you suggest?
Deter that, or deter to begin with. Just stomp it, you know, from the get-go.
How do you deter the friend?
The simple is if the girl allows her friend to pull
right
her
up
away,
to the microphone. Right up to the microphone.
Sorry. If the girl allows her friend to pull her away mm-hmm. from a guy, then, I mean, who wants to work for somebody's attention like that? If she's going to, you know, allow herself to get, you know, pulled away every time she's talking to somebody by this friend, then...
But don't you think some chicks are like that? Like, some chicks are easily led by their friends.
Not if you're interested, then...
You go for it.
No, yeah.
You go for it no matter what. You tell your friend to get lost.
Definitely.
Quimby, what do you think?
No,
you're not Quimby, AJ. You're AJ.
Sorry.
And so Quimby, what do you think?
You know, this question just blows me away sometimes. She's not into you, period. I just think it's bad news. She's going to walk away with her friends... Obviously, you know, if she thought you were cute and interesting to talk to in those, you know, few minutes, you know, that you guys met and danced, stick around. She would tell her friend to...
Why is she dancing with him?
Because she's probably being polite.
Really? For real?
No, he's buying her drinks.
Yes, Lou.
How's she being polite, though, when she's the one that initiated it?
Maybe she was drunk. I mean, you're in a club. I mean...
Vanessa.
Yeah, you know, the way I see it, it's very likely that maybe she was just using you for drinks. Hate to be brutally honest, but that...
Hello?
Yeah.
You got to talk right into that microphone and loud. Talk loud.
Okay, she was using you for drinks, possibly. Or maybe, like, she was really drunk, and her friend was like, oh, no, she doesn't want to, you know, she's not into him, and she's just, you know, I'll save her or whatever, you know, and she's too drunk to hang out with this guy or whatever.
I got a question, by the way. Are those headphones too loud for you, or are they okay volume-wise?
No, they're fine volume-wise.
Okay, cool. AJ, I hope that helps you a little bit, bro. I mean, listen, if anything, you're getting three very honest opinions from women. They're not lying to you, bro. They're not trying to be mean. They're just being honest. And I want to...
So basically short stick of the answer would be there's really no telling. It's just, it could be a number of things, really, right?
That's not what I got. What I got was overwhelmingly that the girl isn't interested in that. If she was, she wouldn't be led away by her friends.
Yep.
And you're saying even the meek girls, Quimby? To me, there always seems to be a girlfriend in charge.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a girlfriend in charge.
And I just think, man, you should not be picking up chicks in clubs and bars. Go to church or something. Find yourself a nice girl, because I'm telling you, meeting people in the bar, just if it's for one night... The next day, I mean, it's not like that movie Knocked Up, you know? She's not going to have your baby and marry you in the end. I just think, you know, maybe you should try different arenas in which to meet women.
And what are these arenas that you suggest other than the church?
School, work, hobby that you're into, and find a girl, you know, who's into that too, you know? If you like, you know...
Where do you work, AJ?
I'm in the Navy. So.
What about that? Isn't there girls in the Navy that you kind of like?
No, there's an old saying that we have. You don't crap where you sleep. So.
Right. Mm. Well, I think she's got a good point about the club thing. I mean, you may be looking in the wrong place for girls. And Vanessa, where else can you meet girls?
I have a lot of friends who've met significant others online.
Yeah.
It's
not like it used to be. You know, meeting people online doesn't have the same stigma and taboo that it used to have. You might try it, man.
I've got crazy fiascos with that.
I met my husband online.
Hey, Spoons met her husband online. That's how I met my wife, although mine was in a real weird way. Mine wasn't in like a chat. I've never told this. I've told the story, but you've never heard it, Quimby?
No, I'm shocked.
I'll tell you the story real quick. When I first got America Online back in, like, 1996 or so, this guy Adam came over to my house, and he goes, you want to meet hot girls? And I go, yeah. So he goes, there's this button called the member directory. You click on the member directory, and you click on a button that says people online now, right? He says, think of a hot girl's name. I've never met a Rebecca in my life. I'd never known a Rebecca in my life. It just was a hot name. I gotta go, Rebecca. He types it in. All these names come up. I sent her an instant message. Never one time over the course of I don't know how many years was I ever, like, flirty or... It was weird. Like, once I did it, I didn't want to be like, so what do you look like, blah, blah, blah. And she knew what I did, so she was able to go to the website and... She liked, like, Celine Dion music and stuff and couldn't stand listening to me on the radio. And so we communicated that way for, like, 4 years. Not through the instant message, like, through occasional emails. Like, hey, what are you doing? What are you up to? Blah, blah, blah. And I always had a girlfriend. She always had a boyfriend. And then we were, like, single at the same time once. And sparks flew. And the next thing you know, Jake was here. It's great.
Wow.
Let's take a couple phone calls. P1 Alaska, are you there?
Yeah, here.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering why girls are so into guys that have girlfriends. Because when I've had girlfriends in the past, like, I have to fight girls off of me. But right now I'm single and I can't get a girl for the life of me.
Now, before you guys answer anything, before you ladies answer anything, understand that he's not saying... You guys are that girl. He's not saying that. What he wants to know is, what do you guys know about that girl? Because you're girls. You have girlfriends. I'm sure you've been girlfriends with that girl. So what do you guys know about that girl? Attorney Vanessa.
that girl's pretty much in it for the chase. She just wants to see if she can get you away from your from your girlfriend. That's the way I see it.
So in other words, as soon as he like gave in and said, "Okay, fine," she'd be out of there.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the kind of girl she is. But at the same time, you know, I've actually had a lot of guy friends talk to me about this. They seem to think that when they do have girlfriends, they're more confident. So they go around with this air of confidence. They're not checking out girls. You know, they're not being dogs. And girls kind of like that about them. And maybe girls are attracted to that a bit more, too. So maybe that's what it is.
That's the vibe you got to give off when you're single.
Exactly.
How about you, Quimby? What's your thoughts on the girl?
Gosh, I completely agree with what Vanessa said. You know, some people, they see that you're attractive to ladies, obviously, because you have a girlfriend. And so, you know, it's like, ooh, look at him. You know, he's got all this confidence. I mean,
they say that women are attracted to married guys because the married guys exhibit that they are capable of commitment.
Yes. Yes, but at the same time, you know, it's very sick thinking, like, so therefore I'm going to go after him. But
right.
Dude, Vanessa hit it on the head.
Spoons?
I agree with Vanessa, too. Another thing would be, I think a girl that goes after a guy that has a girlfriend or is in a relationship is really insecure to begin with, and it probably is just for the challenge and to get what somebody else already has. And the other thing, it could be that that guy is already sort of pre-screened, and sometimes a girl will think, well, if somebody else wants him, then he's got to have the goods.
That is really interesting.
Yeah.
The whole pre-screening thing.
Yeah.
So that's a really good point that I took out of it. And the other really good point is that you're putting off a certain vibe of like safety and coolness when you're in a relationship. You need to put off that same vibe, P1 Alaska, right, when you're single.
Right.
Does it make sense?
Sort of what I've suspected it was the case, just sort of reaffirming what I thought.
There you go.
Good to hear.
Thank you, Alaska.
Thank you very much.
P1 Mustang is on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Mikey, it's P1 Mustang.
What's up, brother?
Hey, my wife, it doesn't really have that great of an underwear selection. It kind of stays with the cotton, full butt, you know, sky style underwear. And I'm finding it for palette of underwear to exceed, but I'm not really sure how to do it. Maybe the panel can give me some ideas on that.
So you're trying to get your wife
to be a little bit more experimental with her underwear.
Yes, not so conservative.
Correct.
Quimby, let's start with you. How does he get his wife out of the granny panties?
I don't know. Maybe you could kind of set it up like you guys go out to like a real nice lunch somewhere.
At Victoria's Secret.
You know, like, and you then you just happen to be at the mall and you're like, hey, let's take a walk in here and see what they got. You know what I mean? Like, make it kind of like so you're pampering her, and then at the same time you're like, ooh, Victoria's Secret.
Say, hey,
do you
babe,
like?
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Yeah. Go ahead and get yourself a Victoria's Secret account for you, and then you go out and buy the panties you think that she should wear.
Are you being serious, Quimby?
My boyfriend has one. He did that for the same fact.
Your boyfriend has a Victoria's Secret account.
Yes, he does.
And he has it because his girlfriend, Quimby, was buying granny panties.
No, not because of that. He had that because of a previous relationship. You know, like, sometimes he would take her out and, you know, buy her underwear. And he still has that account. And it's really hard for me to be like, let's go rack up your credit card, Victoria's Secret.
Right.
But I think if you get an account and you kind of make it something, like, loving and sweet, I think she'll go for the cute panties they got over there.
Spoons, what do you think?
I definitely think he should buy her a little present, just like a just-because little present. Bring it home, have it cute, you know, wrapped
on. Now, let me ask you about that.
Yeah.
If she is a granny panty type, and all of a sudden dude comes home with a pair of sexy underwear, isn't she going to be like, why didn't you just bring me a treadmill and tell me I need to lose a couple of pounds?
Well, I have sort of a suggestion on that. Start out slow, because they make cotton thongs. You can start out with the cute little cotton ones and, you know, just...
Yeah, I tried that.
Oh.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And what happened? How did she... When you brought home cotton thong panties and gave it to her as a gift, was she offended?
How do you think Sky would react?
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. So, okay, Vanessa, you've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard the suggestions, but you've also heard what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do you suggest?
I would think, do you think that maybe she's a little bit insecure? And
I would think so. But she's pretty beautiful, but she just doesn't, you know.
Okay, then this is what
you do. She won't recognize it about herself.
Okay.
By the way, I'm out standing outside my car, and she's in the car listening.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Well, wait a minute.
They're a lot funner than the other ones. You should wear these.
Well, she's listening now. What would you guys tell her?
Ooh. Just give it a try. If that's what he likes, then give it a try. If you don't.
V?
Well, I would have suggested to him, if she wasn't listening, I would have said, bring home a Victoria's Secret catalog and, you know, go, oh, honey, you would look so good in this. You should try something like this. This would look so good on you.
That's a good one.
Or, I think that would work.
Or, you know what? You could just accept her for the way she is what she likes.
He's calling and asking you. What?
Or there are sexy granny panties out there. It doesn't have to be a thong. It doesn't have to be a thong. They're nice underwear that cover the
boy
bottom.
Shorts. The little boy shorts.
Yeah, the
those
boy shorts. There's a lot of things that are cute that are not a thong. You know, I can agree. Like, thongs kind of suck, but there's sexy.
I'm going to quote Quimby. There's really cute granny panties out there.
Sexy. I said sexy.
Well, good luck, Mustang.
Well, she's trying to tell me now the reason why she doesn't wear thongs is because she says they're painful.
Let me talk to her.
Here.
Get a size up.
Let me hand the phone to her.
Okay.
Oh, you guys heard my email this morning, right?
Yeah. Which one?
The one about the furries.
Oh, yeah. That was hysterical, dude. All right, let me talk to your lady.
Yeah.
Here she is.
All right.
I don't want to be hello?
Hi. It doesn't have to be the thongs, you know.
Yeah, but everything other than granny panties, like, hurts.
Well, what about the boy shorts stuff?
I guess I could try that, yeah.
And do you guys get what she's saying, though? I mean, I don't know. I'm a dude. I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, if they don't fit properly, then they probably hurt.
And your clothes will feel better, too.
Yeah, your clothes will feel a lot better, and you don't have the lines down. That's pretty important. But, you know, go try on a couple different styles, and, I mean, they shouldn't hurt you unless they're fitted incorrectly.
Yeah, they're not fitting right.
Okay.
That's what they're saying, that they're not fitting right.
Try the Victoria's Secret cotton ones. They're comfortable, and they're... Mm-hmm. Beginner.
Yeah, that's the kind I wear. All right, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
You're listening to the 28-hour show. We're on the air from 6 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock the following morning. We have been on now for 9.5 hours. Yeah, 9.5 hours. And we are not halfway there yet. We are not quite halfway there. We're doing it to raise money for Children's Hospital. The goal is $15,000. So go to MikeyShow.com or you can come down to the radio station. 9660 Granite Ridge Drive is the address. Come right inside, donate some money. We'll take a couple more calls, ladies, and then we're done with the female panel for 07. P1 Esco.
Hey, how you doing, Mikey?
Good, man. What's up?
When my girlfriend goes to the bathroom, and number two, she just... leaves the door open.
Oh. Well, Sky's not here. She could probably comment the best on that one. She does that too. But she's not here right now, and so I really don't know what to tell you. We'll ask her, though, when she comes back. We could do that. P1 Robert, are you there? Robert, you there?
Yeah, man.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing. I work for a paramedic service, and I think what you guys are doing is great for Children's Hospital. I just want to say that I've been dating this chick for about 6 months, and we broke up, and it's been off for a month now. And she recently called me back, and she said, you know what, I love you. I want to get back together with you, but I'm really scared and, you know, committing myself to her again. I was just wondering, you know, should I go ahead and do it again, or I'm just really confused on what I should do.
Is this the same Robert that my call screening stuff says... His ex thought he was too overprotective, and he's wondering how he can get her back.
That is correct.
That doesn't sound anything like what you just said. Like, what you just said on the radio doesn't sound anything like what I just read to you. It's like two different callers.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm just confused on what to do, man.
Rob, what is this guy?
What did he say? I was on the phone.
He just said that he goes, I'm just wondering, like, this girl, I broke up with her, and now she wants to get back together, and I don't know. Should I take her back? And I look up at the call screener.
No. When I spoke with him,
yeah,
he said, you know, me and my girl broke up. She kept saying I was way too overprotective. I've been too overprotective, which I put up there
right,
for you.
Right, so Robert.
And I said, so what's your deal, guy? Why are you coming on and
yeah,
lying?
Yeah, guy. Hey, guy.
Whoa. Let's back up here.
Yeah, let's back.
Yeah, let's back up this train.
Hang on a minute.
Call me back, saying that she wanted me back. So, I mean...
Hold on. Let me ask you one question, sir. Did you not tell me that she had left you because she said you were too overprotective?
That is correct. I did say that.
Dude, that is so different than her calling you and telling you she wants you back and you're not sure. That's like completely...
Don't switch your story, bro.
Well, I mean, the reason I'm saying it is because they're both so different.
Well, the reason...
They're both just so different. No, like, one is, if it was the overprotective thing, my mind would be like, yeah, overprotective is another way to say nuts and, like, overbearing and jealous and weird and psycho.
And that's how he kind of was... explaining it to me.
Yeah,
he was using overprotective, and that's if he had said this, I would have put that up on the call. I have no reason to change.
No. I know, Robert. What's going on? What's the real story, bro?
Okay, the real story.
Come clean,
buddy. We were dating for 6 months, and it seemed like everything was going all right, and we broke up, and I didn't understand why. And she says, you know what? You're just overprotective, and I couldn't figure it out. But recently, she texted me back saying that she still loves me and stuff like that, and I just don't know what to do, and I don't know how to get out of this overprotective stage. Whatever it is I'm doing, I just can't figure it out.
Spoons is a mother of two. She's 33 years old. What do you think, Spoons? What are you hearing?
I don't get it. I don't really get it.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me either, but what I do take out of it is that when a woman says overprotective... That usually means, to me, like a guy that's jealous, overbearing, like you're smothering me. I mean, that's what it means to me, but what do I know?
I'm on, okay?
Okay. How long you need me to hold, bro?
Just a couple more minutes.
Okay. Tell Mikey I really want to ask another question.
Yeah, right.
My question is, why is Boston Rob popping on the air and screening phone calls?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, dude.
It's okay, bro.
I lost
it's all right.
Track.
Don't worry about
this
it.
This guy threw me off.
Yeah, he threw me off,
threw
too.
Threw me for a loop. Look at me. I'm a mess.
Attorney Vanessa,
lying,
what do you think?
I'd like to know exactly what words did she use with you. I don't think overprotective is the word she used. What did she say?
No, those were her exact words. She's like, you're overprotective. The thing was, let me give you an incident. She was out at the beach drinking, and I'm a paramedic, and I could lose my license if I get caught with her while she was drinking. And I told her, hey, you know, it's not appropriate to drink on the beach. You know, I could lose my license. And she thought, well, I was just being overprotective because I didn't want her to drink. So that was the situation that came up that she uses when I asked her, what does that mean that I was being overprotective?
Quimby, what is going on in your head? I see this body language, and I want to know what you're thinking. Oh, wow, Quimby. What is that? What do you think?
This guy is making me sick.
Oh, come on, Quimby. Come on.
I can't take this.
What is it? Tell me. What are you thinking?
You know, how old are you?
19.
What happened to you when you were growing up?
Wait a second, Quimby. Wait a second. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Okay, to be fair, you're calling for advice. What should you do about this girl? Obviously, she's a party girl. She likes to go out and get wasted on the beach. And you should just probably don't return her text messages. Don't call her back. Because if you're always, that's always going to be an issue.
But don't you hear that he's the one that really wants her back? She's finally returning the text messages. He wants her back.
That's kind of how it is.
This just sounds bad.
Quimby, you don't get what's going on here. Dude's, like, overbearing. She breaks up with him because she's kind of freaked out and creeped out and, like, scared of how weird he gets. She breaks up with him. He begs her to come back. She's not. Now she kind of misses the fact that he wanted her so bad. So she text messages him after a couple of beers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't do it.
Don't deal with this girl. Just move on.
But not only don't deal with it, but dude, you got to figure it out too. You know what I mean?
You're too young anyway.
You're too young.
Yeah, you're 19. Yeah. Go out there and, you know, keep saving lives.
Drink on the beach.
There you go. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate the phone call. Ladies, thank you for coming in. We had Quimby, Spoons, and Attorney Vanessa. You guys did a great job. I always love doing this. Guys, you come get them and help them out of here. We're going to be starting this. Thank you, guys. We're going to be starting in 25 minutes. I want everybody to know in 25 minutes to come down here, come to the back of the radio station. We have a whole stage out there built for Ashley and Sky. Holy cow, I just saw Ashley's outfit. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen. The girl's going for a win. What do you want? What do you want? Eddie?
Yeah.
What did you make of the female panel? You guys did a great job. Great job. It was good to meet you.
Okay. You know what, man? What's wrong with my...
We had to turn it out because it was a lady on there.
Yeah. That segment never ceases to amaze me. Like, it's so interesting.
Isn't it?
It's really interesting.
The chicks are good.
Yeah, really good.
The chicks
good.
Are honest. They bring it.
Yeah.
Ashley's outfit is...
Holy moly.
Talk about it.
If you aren't on your way down here or not here already, you're crazy. This is going to be unreal. Unreal.
Yeah.
Like nothing you've ever seen before.
We're at 9660 Granite Ridge Drive.
And it's in the back. And be cool if you're parking around here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm not going to... Hang on a minute. I'm not going to say what Ashley's outfit is, okay? I'm not going to say. All I'm going to do is play this. I do not have the regular version of this. This is pathetic. Version of this.
That's it?
This is it. That's stupid. Sometimes I'm disgusted by the stuff that we have in the system and the stuff we don't. Look at that. That's the one version we have.
Come on.
I'm not kidding. Here we go. I'm not going to tell you what Ashley's wearing. I'll just play this.
Getting changed too, and they're getting ready.
Yeah.
And you know they both want to pull out all the stops.
Yeah.
Well, when Ashley came into this studio next door, mm-hmm. and we saw her for the first time,
mm-hmm.
Eddie pulls out a cell phone and puts it underneath her skirt to take a picture. Up skirt.
It was actually her phone, though. That was.
Yeah, it was. It was
oh, my.
So awesome.
That's funny. So, anyway, it's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah!
This is going to be happening at 5 o'clock. You're listening to the 28-hour show. We're going to be on the air for 28 straight hours. 9660 Granite Ridge Drive is the address here at the radio station. A lot of people want to know. They want to be able to map quest it or whatever. And so I want to make sure that we give that out enough time so people have the opportunity to get down here. We built a stage. Actually, Jay has built the stage with his promotion department.
What's so funny? What? Why are you laughing?
Eddie just showed me a picture that was emailed by a P1.
Oh, my God.
Of Sean's face superimposed onto a panda.
Oh, that's the most asinine thing I've ever seen.
That is hysterical.
Well, it's phenomenal, is what it is. It's just phenomenal.
I don't think so.
Sean, go ahead and explain what that's about.
I will not, actually.
Go ahead and tell everybody.
That's okay. I'll pass.
Go ahead and let everybody know.
That's all right. I'm good.
Earlier on the show, Sean was talking about how he's a furry.
No, I am not, actually.
You're a fur.
No.
You're furtastic?
No.
You're a fervert.
I don't do that anymore.
Oh.
Sean used to be a furry.
Yeah.
It's people that dress as mascots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their favorite animals.
It's people who like animals, who support animals. That's all.
Mm-hmm. That's not all.
That is all.
That's definitely not all.
Most of it.
Dear Mikey, I'm a longtime P1 and I really like your show. I have to laugh at Sean and his admission that he is what is called a fursuiter. I have attended numerous cons, as they are called.
What?
And am myself what is called a furry. I like the idea of animals with human traits. I do have to disagree with Sean in the fact that most, almost all for that matters, are sexually deviant.
That is not true.
Absolutely.
That is not true.
They
no
have
question.
A, they
obviously
have,
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
They have a tendency to rip holes in their suits and have them specially made so that they don't have to rip holes in them and then proceed to have the quote-unquote fun Sean was talking about.
I was not talking about that.
You were
actually
talking about how you do it because it's fun.
No, I don't do any of that stuff. I don't do any of what
when
he's describing.
When Eddie asked you, why do you dress as a panda bear and a beaver?
Mm-hmm.
You said,
and what did I say?
You said, because it's fun.
What I told him was, why do you play golf?
It's fun.
Okay.
Right.
Has nothing to do with cutting holes in
so
outfits.
He says they have
like
a tendency to rip holes in their
suits.
No,
they don't.
And have them specially made so they don't have to rip holes in them and then proceed to have quote-unquote fun with each other. I am wondering if Sean could send me a picture of his suit.
Oh, friend of the day.
Because I will probably recognize him from Anthrocon in Philly. Sincerely, P1 Mustang. P.S. The 28-hour show rocks my world. From one fursuiter to another.
I never went to Anthrocon.
I think you've crumpled it enough.
Yeah, but now I have fur all over my hands.
Oh.
You are holy one ballsy cow jerk, you know that? No, you laugh. Go ahead. It's funny.
That's just his animal rage.
And to you as
no,
well.
No, come on. What did I do?
Do people ever dress like dogs? I'm asking a question.
Well, of course they do.
Oh, no.
Why is he
mad?
He's
leaving. He's leaving. Sean, don't leave the studio again.
Don't you go and burrow.
Wow.
I hope Sean doesn't try to hump my leg.
I wonder how long this hibernation's going to be.
Is he marking his territory? Anyhoot.
Hey, Mikey Show just remembered one of the 28-hour shows and how you were tracking the number of mistakes Boy Blunder made.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Time to start the B-Rob mistake count.
I bet it's high.
At least four.
It's the one thing I'm good at.
Number one, cussing.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, stopping the Foo Fighters song.
Yep.
Number three, not helping P1 Renegade, the shirt guy, get set up in the studio.
Yep.
Number four, placing Sean's headphones on P1 Renegade.
Yes. Yeah, but that was funny, so that should count as double.
Didn't we just have some issues with the phone screening where you picked up
when
you were on the air?
Yeah.
Add that one.
Yeah, picking up phone while Mikey on air.
What did Blunder get up to? Because I'm going to smoke him in this.
I think he did like between like 12 and 13, something
That's
like that.
That's it? What else can I mess up right now?
You know, your self-deprecating humor is so great. It really takes the edge off, you know?
I'm just saying, dude. I'll break his record. And I'll do it with ease.
Mm. You are the big poppy of mistakes.
Thank you.
You guys want to reach into the topic jar?
Well,
Sean's gone.
Everybody's gone.
It's me.
Hey, I'm here, dude.
And Boston Rob is here to screen phone calls.
That's awesome.
Oh, Cassie.
Oh, here,
Cassie.
Here comes Freddy.
Cassie. Yes. What did you want to say?
Oh, okay. I'm a student in a massage therapy course, and I wanted to know if y'all wanted massages
yes.
on the air for
yes.
me and my classmates.
Yes. Yes.
When?
Yes, now. Immediately.
Yeah! Okay, tell me how to get there.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Hang on the line.
Should she come after the dance-off?
Yeah, have her come after the dance-off. Go ahead, Boston Rob. Oh, I want somebody to rub my neck right now. Did you see me? I've been doing this for the last 20 minutes, trying to get my neck.
Oh, there's Zeth.
No, Zeth. No, I do not want a guy to rub me down. Eddie, what? What are you looking at?
More furry stuff coming
dude.
In.
Let me see.
It's not cool, man.
it just gets better and better. Wow. I can't take it.
RP1s.
They're having a field day,
dude. RP1s are going nuts.
I can't figure out what my favorite moment is. Sean saying he's a furry or Sky's mom calling her out on the sunbird story. Like, they're both just genius.
It's unbelievable.
This has been my favorite 20-hour show, and we're not even close to being done.
Ashley is in the other studio now. Ashley, you look fantastic. Are you nervous?
Hey.
Are you nervous?
Uh-huh.
Are you really? Oh,
yeah.
You
she's
guys.
She's freaking out,
I can
dude.
Tell she's real nervous. Yeah. That's not the Ashley I know.
When I left the studio just now and I went in there.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
There's a working girl in there.
Oh my goodness.
Who is that?
Holy Toledo. Who's that girl that just walked in?
Dude.
We're ready for our first routine.
Oh my goodness.
That's Sky.
We're ready for our first routine.
That's Sky?
What's with the.
The hoop earrings, the makeup. Hey, listen.
She thinks she's back in New Orleans or something?
You have to make the makeup dramatic. Because people got to be able to see you from the audience.
It's dramatic.
Oh, I think Michelle helped her only friend.
Dramatic.
Did you just say?
What?
Her only
friend.
Well,
that's what she is.
Right. She has more than one friend.
Yeah, there's Julie, her imaginary
You're
friend.
You're saying you only have one friend. Michelle's flipping
well,
you
that's
off.
That's her. That's her friend.
That's right. Where Michelle's is Sky? Can we get her in here?
Sky, they want to talk to you.
Oh, my word.
Look at that.
I've never seen such a sight.
Look at that. Look what? At the size of those hoops.
What?
It's very dramatic. It looks great. I mean, you're all done up.
Yeah.
Now, talk to us about this. Like, talk to us about it.
Talk to you about what? We're going to perform, and you perform, you dress differently when you perform. You know, you don't wear your everyday clothes. You wear something special. You do it up to the extreme. You go out of control.
Yeah, you do.
Wow.
So when are we going to do this thing?
Look at, like, the dark, smoky eyes. I love that.
I know it.
Are we doing this out back or at Cheetah's? I'm going to go back to the phones, I guess.
Wow.
So what's the plan, you guys? Whoa. I need to start stretching if we're going to do this soon.
Whoa.
Hey.
Easy. It's so
it is Cheetah.
Stretch it out.
All right. I'm done with you guys.
Sean, can you break a five?
Oh, I had a couple ones.
All right, everybody. Let's all stretch on the air.
All right.
And a one and a two.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. It's a mistake.
Hey, man.
It's a mistake.
That was
a mistake.
Hey, man.
It's a mistake.
Dude.
It's a mistake.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Peep.
Hey, we got a DJ spinning back there, too.
Wow.
Did I mention that? We got a DJ spinning back there.
For real?
I'm not kidding you.
Like, for in between the sets?
Dude, this is going to be huge. I'm telling you, get down to the radio
station.
Welcome
to the main stage, Sky.
I'm telling you guys, this thing is going to be huge. 9660 Granite Ridge Drive.
Oh, man.
Come on down here and check this thing out.
Yeah!
It's behind the radio station. We got it all set up. P1 Postal, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Mikey, long-time listener. I enjoy your show. I was just wondering if your nephew, Beto, knew that his Uncle Sean was a fur.
Oh, no.
Nah, dude, I just found out.
Hey, what up, Beto?
Oh. Uncle Sean. Do they make panda costumes that turn into shorts? Uncle Sean, do your panda paws not have shoestrings either?
Sean?
Are they Shaws? Uncle Sean! Don't be that way, or I won't give you any bamboo. You want me to go break your dam apart?
Sean, are you going to talk to Beth?
I'll flood this whole village, man.
Hey, Sean. Holmes.
Uncle Sean.
Look, you're making him sad.
I want to spend more time together.
Aww.
Will you take me to a furry convention? Please. I want to buy furry artwork. Please.
Come on, man. This is getting old.
Uncle Sean!
It's getting old, dude.
Yeah, Beto, leave him alone.
Yeah, poor guy.
Hey, my wife and my little boy just showed up.
Hey! Oh. Hey! Hey! Hey, buddy!
Hey, bub.
Look at him.
Come here. What are you doing? Oh. What are you doing? What are you doing, bub?
Look at him.
What are you doing,
hey, bud?
Is that Uncle Eddie? Is that Uncle Eddie?
Hey, buddy.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, I missed him. Let me kiss his stomach. I'm gonna blow your stomach.
Was that Sky?
It makes.
She's stretching again?
Okay. Okay, let's do this. Let's play a little example of what the Mikey Show is while we all go out and get ready.
Oh, my God. Do you see what's going on in the other
room?
She's
practicing
Holy
in there, man.
Let her go. Crazy.
She's getting this thing ready to rock. All right. Yeah, I'm going to give you an example of exactly. That's my son.
I feel the same way, Jay.
Yeah, exactly. This is what we do. Let me ID first.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ, San Diego.
The following takes place between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.
This is what the Mikey Show does best.
You ready for a little Craig Gass Theater?
Oh! Yeah. Let's do a little Craig Gass Theater. Let's start off with, now we were talking about this earlier in the week that Pacino said that he turned down the role of Pretty Woman. Can you believe that? He turned down the role that went to Richard Gere.
Mm-hmm. That's bizarre.
Yeah, Richard Gere gets it, stars opposite Julia Roberts, makes Julia Roberts into a superstar. And we thought to ourselves, what would it have been like if Al Pacino actually would have accepted the role and taken the role in Pretty Woman? So,
yes.
So Al Pacino is going to play the role of Edward, and Sky is going to play Julia Roberts' role of Vivian.
Oh, so the whore.
Yes,
perfect.
It's
like New Orleans, right?
Oh, now.
Yeah, it was like when we were in New Orleans and we went to the Harrah's in New Orleans, and she got kicked out because she was reading a book at the bar by herself, and the police thought she was a prostitute.
No.
Yeah. And they kicked her out.
It was totally embarrassing.
She probably was, but just didn't get to, get exposed.
I had to gamble away all my money.
In defense to the police department, she did pull a couple of tricks that
day. I did not.
What words do they use to say, we think you're a whore?
They said no working girls. They walked her out and said no working girls.
They kind of start off slow, and then they just kind of finally get to the big punch because I wasn't getting
it. Ironically, that's her game, too.
Rob.
I'm not a whore, a prostitute, and I do not turn tricks. Thank you.
Save that clip.
I slept with 200 guys because I like sex.
Wow. Oh, man. Scott.
That wasn't me.
All right, are you guys ready?
You know what's great about this show is this is going to continue into the commercial break.
Absolutely.
Last time I was here, I saw Eddie ended up like wrestling Boston Rock and like putting him like a half Nelson, and they were playing Smear the Queer. It was like, the show had been over for an hour.
It's great because we let people come in here on Friday. Did somebody win this week? So they get to come in. On Fridays, we do a thing now where on Mondays we do Mikey Show trivia, and they have to tell us trivia questions about the Mikey Show. If they win, they get to come hang out in the studio.
Oh, that's bad.
And people can't believe what goes on, during the commercials.
Yeah, because, dude, most morning shows are during commercial breaks, people reading. It's very quiet usually.
I got to stop this music. It's driving me nuts.
I don't think we're going to get to the game.
Yeah, because you do morning shows all across the country.
All over the country. And most morning shows, commercial breaks, people are in and out, reading newspapers, very quiet. It's like the way I hear people describe like the Letterman show during a commercial break, that Letterman doesn't talk to you. He's just kind of reading over notes. And Mitch Hedberg told me an amazing story once. I used to live with this comedian, Mitch Hedberg, and Mitch told me I went with him to the Letterman show. And I said, hey, what did Letterman say to you during the commercial break? And he goes, I looked over. I said, hey, Dave, how you doing? He goes, well, I'm 54, Mitch. And he goes, that's cool. I'm 35.
And we're back with Mitch Hedberg.
That was the
conversation, yeah.
Wow.
That was the conversation?
Yeah. How you doing, Dave? I'm 54. Oh, that's cool. I'm 35. Great.
Wow. I wonder if that's Letterman's way of saying, look, we're not going to have a lot to talk about. I'm a 54-year-old man. What do you want?
You know what's crazy about that? You know how many people that's like such a big deal for when you get, especially as a comedian, to get on the Letterman show? He doesn't care.
Have you done it?
Never done the Letterman. In fact, this year is the first year I'm gearing up to try to do stand-up on late-night talk shows. So.
Conan? Have you done that?
I haven't done stand-up on any late-night talk shows.
So you want to this year?
I'm gearing up for it. In fact, there's a guy over at CBS that's trying to prepare me to make a pitch for the Letterman show. So.
Mm. There you go.
So we'll see.
Ready to do a little Craig Gass Theater?
Okay, yeah, come on.
Take two.
Sky's still a whore.
Al Pacino. Al Pacino as Edward, Sky as the whore, and
oh,
it's Pretty
Vivian.
Woman.
My name is Vivian.
Vivian, right, Vivian.
Thank you.
Al?
Are we doing the... Oh,
yeah,
no
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I gotta set the scene, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay, this is... it's a scene in Pretty Woman where Edward, the rich guy, asks the prostitute, Vivian, if she'll remain with him the rest of the week in the hotel.
Oh.
Vivian! All right. How much for the week?
What?
I'm in town until Saturday. Do you want to stay here for the week?
Takes Vivian a moment to respond.
Oh, it'll cost you.
Of course. How much?
Five full night.